وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program we talk about the verses and teachings of the Holy Quran related and pertaining to the status of a human being and humanity and its position in the general systematic theology of Islam. In the previous episodes we talked about different dimensions and aspects of this being, human being. And we ended up talking about human reason. First, we divided the human being into two main aspects. One is the physical aspect, the body and the creation of the body, and the story that Quran has to tell us about the creation of the body of the human being. And then we talked about the other aspect of human being, the spiritual aspect and the soul. We talked about different dimensions of the soul. We talked about fitra, we talked about the heart, we talked about intellect. And as we're talking about intellect, we said that it is always beneficial and sometimes even necessary to refer to the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his pure progeny in order to understand verses of the Holy Quran. And because the verses about intellect and the role this faculty has in the overall destination and perfection of human being is very important. We said that it's good we also cover some of these hadith. So we were talking about this beautiful hadith from Imam Al-Qadim alayhi salam, addressed to his close disciple, Hisham, in which Imam Al-Qadim addresses Hisham, Ya Hisham, in several occasions of the hadith. And in one phrase, the hadith says that Ya Hisham, Inna lillahi ala nasa hujjatain. Oh Hisham, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two hujjah. And we said the translation of hujjah is a bit difficult in English because there is no word that has the exact same sense. So some people translate it as proof, some people translate it as evidence. And we said hujjah is something that is used in an argument. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it has two functions. One is that is used in an argument, the other is that it shows something. So the Imam says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two hujjah ala nas, upon people. What does it mean to have an argument upon someone, to have a proof upon someone? It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you do your part, for example, if there's a deal and you do your part, then you have hujjah against the other party. You can prove your point. You can say that I did what I had to do. So what are those two hujjah? What are those two proofs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has against people? One of them is the intellect. The other is the prophets. The internal hujjah proof is the intellect that people have. And this intellect will guide them towards the Creator. And also the external hujjah, anbiya, doing the same job, guiding people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And both of them do the same job. They call on people to take help from the other hujjah. If a person sincerely refers to his own reason, he finds that the reason calls on him to take help from external hujjah, which is a divine prophet. And if a person sincerely goes to the religion, he realizes that he cannot understand religion without utilizing his intellect. We will have a break and we come back to continue this discussion and the concept of hujjah, proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other verses of the Holy Quran.
Oh,
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we talked about the concept of Hujjah in one beautiful hadith from Imam al-Qadim alayhi salam. And we said that we're going to go through some of the verses of the Holy Quran related to the concept of Hujjah. So previously, in other episodes, we had read this verse, رُسُلًا مُبَشْرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ لَأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent and raised from among people apostles and prophets so that on the day of judgment, people don't say that we didn't have any guide. So it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaving some signs throughout human history for those who are looking for truth. So Allah does not enforce things in people, does not want people to forcibly accept something. No, at the same time, he does not leave everything up to people themselves. So part of it is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rest should be done by people themselves. So he leaves these signs throughout history. And the last was the religion of Islam and the revelation, Quran, to be there for the generations to come to refer to, and if they want to see the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an honest heart, they can take that message. Another verse we recite, لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. We have sent this so that, sent this revelations, religions, so that people don't have any hujjah against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ, after the apostles. قُلْ فَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةِ. Tell them that for Allah is the fullest hujjah, fullest proof, the greatest, some of the greatest footprints in history are done by prophets. Great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have left great footprints in history that no one can deny and ignore. Or for example, in another verse, وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا أَتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. It was our proof that we gave to Ibrahim. It could refer to some of the miracles or the story in which Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam argued with people, reasoned with them based on a demonstration that he said, for example, he wanted to show them that worshipping the sun, worshipping the stars, worshipping the moon is not the answer to the problem that they had. And he said that these are just transient, these are just things that set, that evades away. And if you want something to rely on as a god and as a deity, you cannot trust on these things. These are physical objects that they have a lifetime, and you cannot rely on mortal beings in order to be your point of reliance. So Quran refers to that as تِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا. It was our argument that we gave to Prophet Ibrahim عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ, against his people who were worshipping those objects. And then there is a very beautiful verse that inshallah we're going to cover in the next episode, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those people who are searching for excuses, who are bringing excuses and justifications in order to escape from accepting the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or understanding or taking heed from those signs. Inshallah, we covered that in the next episode. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa ala ali Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa ala